carol service. Lovely to see so many of you here tonight. Paul, I wonder if you'd like to turn the lights off at the back so we get the full candlelit effect. That'll be really good. When you came in this evening, I expect you were given a little length of material like this. This is to go with the first carol that we're going to be singing to you called Cloth for the Cradle. And what I'd like to invite you to do, not all of us because I think it will take too long, but maybe just the front half of the church, if you'd like to come forward with your material
and drape it over the manger here. And then I'll get the
second half of the church to come up a bit later. So while we're singing Cloth for the Cradle, if you could come forward and put your material there, that would be really nice. Do please stay afterwards. We promise we'll put the lights back on so you don't trip. And we'd like you to drink some of the mulled wine that we've got and eat our mince pies. Otherwise, I'm going to get very, very fat. At Christmas time, we delight to hear again the story of the journey to Bethlehem, the song of the angels, the surprise of the shepherds, and their joy as they found Jesus in the manger. And because he was born to poverty, we remember at this season all who are hungry and cold. And because he became a refugee, we remember the stranger and the homeless among us. And because he felt the pain of life and death, we remember those who are ill or anxious or bereaved. And because we know that he came for our salvation, let us in heart and mind go once again to Bethlehem to hear again the message of the angels and to worship afresh the Son of God. We commend all whom we love or who have asked for our prayers to the unfailing mercy of our Heavenly Father and say together as Christ himself has taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. his wife heard the Lord walking about in the garden. So they hid from him among the trees. Then the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" He replied, "I heard you walking in the garden, so I hid. I was afraid because I was naked." "Who told you you were naked?" God asked. "Have you eaten from the tree whose fruit I commanded you not to eat from?" The man replied, "It was the woman. She gave me the fruit and I ate it." Then God asked the woman, "What have you done?" "The serpent deceived me," she replied. "That's why I ate it." Then the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, you are cursed more than all animals, domestic and wild. You will crawl on your belly, groveling in the dust as long as you live." Then he said to the woman, "I will sharpen the pain of your childbirth, and you will desire to control your husband, but he will rule over you." And to the man he said, "Since he listened to your wife and ate from the tree whose fruit I commanded you not to eat, the ground is cursed because of you. All your life you will struggle to scratch a living from it. It will grow thorns and thistles for you. By the sweat of your brow you will have food to eat until you return to the ground from when you were made. For you were made from dust, and to dust you will return." Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
These will become fuel for the fire. For a boy has been born
for us,
a son has been given to us, and he shall bear the symbol of authority on his shoulder, and
he shall be called
Wonderful Counselor. Mighty God, Eternal Father, the Prince of Peace.
The
branch was
the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a small village in Galilee, to a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David. Gabriel appeared to her and said, "Greetings, favoured woman, the Lord is with you." Confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think what the angel could mean. "Don't be afraid, Mary," the angel told her, "for you have been found favour with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be very great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and he will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom will never end." Mary asked the angel, "But how can this happen? I am a virgin." The angel replied, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby to be born will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. What's more, your relative Elizabeth has become pregnant in her old age. People used to say she was barren, but she has conceived a son and is now in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God." Mary responded, "I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true." And then the angel left her. Thanks be to God.
At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire, and because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea. travelled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, his fiancée, who was now obviously pregnant. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her first child, a son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no lodging available for them. That night, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Saviour, yes, Christ, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognise him by his sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." Suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven praising God and saying, "Glory to God in highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." When the angels returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was a baby lying in a manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished, but Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was just as the angel had told them. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod. About that time, some wise men from eastern lands arrived in Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star as it rose, and we have come to worship him." King Herod was deeply disturbed when he heard this. As everyone in Jerusalem, he called a meeting of the leading priests and teachers of religious law and asked, "Where is the Messiah supposed to be born?" "In Bethlehem in Judea," they said. "For this is what the prophet wrote, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not least among the ruling cities of Judah, for a ruler will come from you, who will be the shepherd for my people Israel.'" Then Herod called for a private meeting with the wise men, and he learned from them the time when the star first appeared. Then he told them, "Go to Bethlehem and search carefully for the child. And when you find him, come back and tell me so I can go and worship him too." After this interview, the wise men went their way, and the star they had seen in the east guided them to Bethlehem. It went ahead of them and stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. They opened their treasure chest and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. When it was time to leave, they returned to their own country by another route, for God had warned them in a dream not to return to Herod. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling amongst us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Thanks be to God.
Often there are two thoughts in our minds at Christmas time. Two thoughts, that is, apart from the one, have I got everything done yet? One thought, I think, is to do with the factor. A little baby. Oh, how lovely. What can I do to look after him? You see this idea coming through in our carols, don't you? The beautiful In the Bleak Midwinter ends up with these words, what can I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would play my part. What can I give him? Give my heart. And we started the service with that lovely Scottish tune, Cloth for the Cradle. And people have brought up strips of cloth to soften the edges of that wooden crib there. If you didn't get a chance to do it at the beginning, please bring your strip up during our final carol once I've finished talking. We're doing what we can to make the crib more comfortable for baby Jesus. Child for us sinners, poor and in a manger, we would embrace thee with love and awe. Who would not love thee, loving us? So I think the thought process that's going on is this. I'm poor, I'm powerless, but I'll do the little that I can. And we love it, don't we, when a little child does something kind and generous. Oh, bless. John Lewis knows this very well. They know how much it tugs on our hearts. That's why they produce these ads every year. Have the same thing. While everyone else is busy running around, there's a little person who stops and thinks and then does something to include somebody or something that would otherwise get left out. Even a pretty scary giant Venus flytrap this year. But now, here comes the other thought. is all this? In the midst of such a sad world, it's a drop in the ocean. In the midst of all the misery out there, this one act of goodness doesn't touch the sides. What is the point? I mean, what's the use of an old story about a baby in a stable in times like these? Well, sometimes that baby turns up in the strangest of places.
Christmas celebrations are cancelled this year, for it's impossible to celebrate Christmas while our people in Gaza are going through a genocide. Usually it's Jesus in the manger, surrounded by the shepherds, surrounded by the Holy Family, Joseph and Mary, and the Magi who came from the East. Here we wanted to say that it's as if they are looking for Jesus in the midst of the rubble. We wanted to send a message to the world, a message that while the whole world is celebrating Christmas in festive ways, here in Bethlehem, the birthplace of Jesus, where Christmas originated from, this is what Christmas looks like to us.
In case you think that this is showing that I'm firmly on one side of the argument, can I just say that just as Israeli children are among the hostages currently in Gaza, we should equally picture the baby Jesus in a Hamas tunnel, lying bewildered in the dark while bombs drop overhead. What's this all about? Claiming the moral high ground? I wouldn't dare. This is what it's about. There isn't a place dark enough, deep enough, or dirty enough for it to be unimaginable that Jesus couldn't be born there. Christmas can enter any heart, no matter how evil. That's what gives me hope in difficult times. That's what keeps me going. It's the knowledge that God didn't stay in comfort, but that he came to share pain that I feel.
Christmas is the solidarity of God with those who are oppressed, with those who are suffering. And if Jesus is to be born again this time, this year, he will be born in Gaza, under the rubble, in solidarity with the people of Gaza. Our hope is in our faith. Our hope is in our resilience. So while Christmas celebrations are cancelled, Christmas prayers are not cancelled. And maybe when we look at the image of Jesus under the rubble, we see a light of hope and light coming out of destruction, light coming out of death.
Now here's where we see those two thoughts coming together. Our hearts melt when we think of the innocent baby coming into danger, coming into darkness, coming to people in despair, and offering a tiny ray of hope. But this baby didn't come into a world that had never heard of him, that never knew him. He wasn't like an astronaut touching down on an alien world that had never seen his like before. Because it's his world already. He's the Son of God. He made it. Heather read to us these words. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right we call Jesus the Son of God. But the Bible tells us that if we receive him, we too can become sons and daughters of God. God offers us the chance to meet the King of all kings. Not just to get to shake his hand in a line, maybe get his autograph, and then never see him again. A chance to become one of his family. A chance to belong to him forever. And if you'd like to know more about what I'm talking about, I'd love you to have that chance. You could scan this code on your phone, or look for the little leaflets that are in some of the pews or the posters on the pillars at the back. But just be careful if you scan the QR codes at the back there. One of them is this Tell Me More code, and the other one gives you an opportunity to give us money, which you are welcome to do, of course. And we've even got a card reader to take money off you more painlessly. But what I'm actually inviting you to do here is to ask to find out more. If I've said something that's made you interested or made you wonder what on earth is he on about, then scan the code and follow the link, and it will put you and me in touch with each other electronically. And you'll either have a chance to sign up for a daily message from the Church of England from Christmas Eve through to the 6th of January, or to find out more about how you can meet God or what St. Cuthbert's offers for someone like you. There's a lot more to be said than I've got time to tell us now. So do feel free to come back again. We're open every Sunday at 10 o'clock. And may this Christmas be happy, holy and blessed. May this Christmas be the start of something new. Something perhaps you've never dreamt of before. May this be the Christmas that Jesus, the Son of God, makes his home in your heart. Amen.
All right, stand for our final count.
given us your Son to be the Saviour of the world. Welcome us, your children, into your kingdom, to enjoy your presence now and forever. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Please stay and chat to us afterwards. Drink our mulled wine and eat our mince pies. Thank you for coming.